Mauri ora e te whānau, welcome back to a new podcast episode. Ko te kahukura Boynton tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu, Ngāi Tūhoe te whakatohia hoki. Welcome to the Māori Millennial Podcast. If you're new here and you haven't been here, kia ora, my name is Te Kahukura and I started this business when I was 18 years old. After being broke myself, I decided that I needed to learn the skills associated with becoming wealthy, and through this business I have been able to increase my income. I've literally lost over 40 kgs since starting this journey, because by starting in an entrepreneurship journey, you actually have to level up in all ways. It's literally not just money, and that's something that I thought it was before starting this journey. I thought that becoming wealthy was just a numbers game, which is so wrong. It definitely isn't. You have to have the mindset of a millionaire well before you actually become a millionaire, and that is what I am teaching our whānau today, because the biggest issue I see in society is that we don't have positive mindsets, and what that means is that we actually end up staying stuck in these cycles because we don't even believe that we're like capable of getting out of them. So many whānau have so much like self-confidence issues where we don't even see ourselves in these better positions of having enough pūtea, of being able to buy our own houses and all of these things. And so of course that's not going to come to you if you don't even think that you can do it. So what I'm trying to do through my business is teach people about financial literacy, leveling up our mindset, and teaching us the skills associated with becoming wealthy so that we can achieve this, because I think when more pūtea is in the hands of whānau Māori, we're going to have better outcomes when it comes to our health, when it comes to our education, literally in all aspects of life. We're going to have better outcomes if we have more pūtea. And so that's the basis behind why I started this business. But today's episode is all about money, how you can get yourself out of a poverty situation, some of the things that I did when I was broke, and how this helped me. So the first one is actually creating a new normal. So what do I mean by this? How do you do this? So the first thing, when you are struggling with money, most of the time you think that's normal because that's all you've ever seen, that's all you've ever experienced, and you don't really know how to get yourself out of that situation because maybe you've never seen it before, or maybe you have seen it but you just don't know how to do it for yourself. So one of the key things that you want to do when you are in one of those situations, one of the first things you can do, the most easiest thing you can do, is going on your phone and unfollowing any page, any social media page, any person who isn't helping you reach your goals. Because if they're not helping you reach your goals, they're helping you to stay stagnant where you are. Staying where you are is what has got you here, by not leveling up, by not growing, because you're not following people who are making you excited about money, who are inspiring you, who are motivating you to be your best self. So I need you to literally right now, I know you're on your phone, just go onto Instagram, go onto Facebook, go onto TikTok, and unfollow all of the accounts who aren't helping you to become your best self. So I used to watch a lot of like lifestyle content, a lot of like vlogs, a lot of Day of My Lives. I loved watching like haul videos where they would show me what they got. But I realized like those people weren't actually helping me to achieve my dream life. And so I unfollowed them and I started following only business people. And don't think that this means that you can't follow your favorite Māori creators, because there are so many Māori business owners out there that you can go and have a look at and actually see the behind the scenes of their business. There are so many people, so many whānau Māori who do this, who you can follow and become engaged in their content. So the first one is about actually following accounts on social media that are going to help you to achieve your goals, because that's what's going to help you to improve your situation, okay? So once you've achieved that, the next thing that I need you to do is go and have a look at different networking events within your town, within your rohe. Just literally search business networking event or investing networking event in your location. If you aren't living in a city or a town, it might be hard to find those, but if you do travel to those towns, then you should go to those networking events. I know that it's scary, it's really challenging, and honestly, before I went to some of them, I would like get so scared, I'd get so nervous, like my palms would start sweating. But I need to tell you something, that is literally your subconscious brain trying to stop you from achieving your dreams, okay? So I'm going to explain this for you. Your subconscious brain was formed in the first few years of your life. So the first few core beliefs that you started learning as a child, even if your conscious brain doesn't think like this, for example, in my subconscious brain, prior to being able to heal this whakaaro, was something that I had heard a lot growing up, which was money doesn't grow on trees. And so I had a belief that money was limited, money was scarce, and money wasn't literally unlimited, which it is. So what I had to do was recognize that that was a false belief and that didn't come from my best self, and it was a belief that was going to stop me from achieving my dream life. And so what I needed to do was heal that by finding evidence that didn't support that. For example, if you literally look at businesses that are generating billions of dollars, they quite clearly have money growing on trees there, don't they? It's just that in our own neighborhoods, we don't have those trees growing like that. But we can build them, we can grow them, we can plant them. So the next bit about networking is that it's going to be scary going into these new environments, but that is literally self-sabotage. It's your brain trying to stop you from getting out of your comfort zone. It's going to be scary to get out of your comfort zone, but you also have to realize that that's literally the cost of success. If you want to become wealthy, you have to do scary things. You have to do things that are outside of your comfort zone. And one of those is going to networking events so that you can meet people doing business, meet people who have money, meet people who have more than you. It's going to feel scary. I remember when I first started seeing people who had so much money that they would just like flip it around. I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, be careful. Like, money is limited, okay? But I had to just actually force myself to be in these environments so much that now, like, I'm able to think in a way that means that I can grow money because I've been forcing myself to be in these environments, okay? The next thing that I want you to do after you've unfollowed all of the losers on social media and you've started following all of the people who are going to help you to achieve your dream life, once you have signed up for some networking events, once you have gone to some networking events, even before this actually, I want you to make a vision board. This could literally be on Canva. Canva is free to use. Just download some pictures of cool things that you want in your life. Use Pinterest. So like if you're wanting to travel, if you're wanting to start a business, if you're wanting to quit your job, if you're wanting to live on the whenua and korero tui te reo Māori, then put these things on your vision board because the more you see it, the more it's going to become real, okay? So lots of people think that I'm lying when I say this, but it is so true. What your brain sees every day, it's going to start moving towards that. So I actually did this with my health journey. I literally made my screensaver a picture of, this sounds so creepy, but I literally don't care because it works. So I literally took a picture of a content creator who I really, really look up to. I love her work. And I want to literally like be like her. Like I love her lifestyle. She has so much more freedom. And I also love her aesthetic. So I literally took a picture of her, a screenshot, and I made it my screensaver. And so every time, she also has like killer body, like I want that body. And so whenever I'm thinking like, oh, maybe I want a donut or something, I literally look at my phone and I'm like, do you think that should be eating a donut right now? So obviously it's okay to have treats, but this is how it works. When you can see these things like so often within your day, it starts affecting your decision-making abilities. So now that like it feels like this woman lives with me because she's on my phone and she's always with me like via my phone, I'm always thinking like, I wonder what she does when she has a treat, like, you know, or I wonder what, just literally anything, like any behaviors that you have, I just start thinking, well, I wonder what she would be doing right now. Or if like a stressful situation has come up, and this has actually happened recently. So I haven't always had the best healthy coping strategies for stress or for anything. So in the past, like I've definitely been a big binger, like something, you know, upsetting would happen, I would get triggered. And so I'd just go have a binge. I haven't done that in a while. Like I do binge sometimes. I don't as much as I used to. I used to binge every single day. Or vape, I would vape. So that's something that I saw a lot growing up. I saw people smoking when they got upset, or I saw people drinking when they got upset. And those were the normal coping strategies that I saw. But the issue with those is that they keep you stuck. They don't help you to get out of the cycles that you're in. So now I have to learn how to have better coping strategies for when stressful things happen or when hard and difficult times come up. So for example, the other day I got triggered by something and I had work to do, and so I couldn't binge and I couldn't do anything that was going to let me off my game for the rest of the day because I had so many things to do. And so I had to actually seriously think, and I actually didn't know, like, how can I cope with this in a better healthy way? And so I saw my screensaver and I was like, you know, she's not the type of person to just go and have a binge every time she gets upset or anything like that. And so I googled a podcast about dealing with your emotions, and I literally listened to that and it really helped. I sat with my emotions, I felt them, And then I actually got back to mahi. So the biggest thing, though, was that I slowed down, I stopped, and I actually processed what was going on. I didn't distract myself with other things, and that meant that I was able to get back to mahi and focus on what I needed to do in order to achieve the things. And so that's just one example of how vision boards, of how, like, making your dream life become part of your daily environment, become part of your habits, is going to change your life. So do not think that it's silly to start a vision board. I used to think that it, like, wouldn't actually work, but it actually does, and I just needed to share that truth. So number two is that you need to get your money sorted. You need to know your numbers, and you need to know what's happening when it comes to your money. So if you are in debt, debt is something that's going to continue to, like, hold you down, and it's going to feel scary, and it's going to make you feel overwhelmed. And so we need to make our best efforts to pay off any debt that we have. There are so many different strategies to being able to pay off your debt. One of them is a debt consolidation method, which means that you just pay, like, you get one loan to pay off all of your debts, meaning that you're only paying one thing off as opposed to all of them. But there's also the debt avalanche method and the debt snowball method. So those two methods, one of them is being able to pay off your highest interest rate first, meaning that overall you're going to pay a smaller amount in interest. And the other one is by paying the highest amount first, like the amount of debt. And another method actually is paying off the smallest amount of debt first. And that way you can, like, build momentum, because you're going to get excited when you pay one off, and then you're going to want to do the next one. But it all depends on you and what kind of type of person you are, how your brain works, and how you're going to feel when it comes to paying off debt, because every strategy is different and it works differently for different people. So if you're wanting to get out of debt, then I actually think there's another episode on the podcast about debt that I did a long time ago, if I'm remembering correctly, and if there is, I'll link it down below. But that's very important to do that. The next one is that you need to have a budget. You need to have a plan for your money. If you do not have a plan for your money, you're literally planning to fail. So you need to have a plan. Set up a budget. It's not that complicated. I know so many people make it seem like it is, but literally I do mine on my notes app on my phone. I don't like making it, like, all complicated and everything. So I just have a very simple budget. It literally has income, so how much money I'm making. Then the next one is expenses. So those are, like, my fixed expenses, you know, what's coming up every week. Then there will be another section on wants. So what am I doing that isn't a necessity but that I want to do? Then there's a savings category. What am I saving for? What am I working towards? And an investment category. What am I investing in? How am I growing my money? So there's literally those categories, and I just fill them out. I use a zero-based budgeting method. So this means that everything has to equal to zero. So my income at the top, that number there has to equal to everything that I've listed out below. So for example, if my expenses don't make up all of my income, then it flows down to savings, then it flows down to investments. That's how I do my budgeting. But there's also an episode on this podcast about budgeting, so I'll link that down below also if you want to go into more detail about budgeting. So number three on my list of how to grow wealth and how to get out of a system of, or a cycle of, poverty is you need another mode to make money. If your only mode to make money is through a 9-to-5 by trading your time for money, then you're not going to get out of the system. And the reason why is because your time is limited. There are only 24 hours in a day. You are never, ever going to be able to work 24 full hours every single day. Otherwise, you're going to burn out. Like, when are you supposed to sleep? When are you supposed to eat? When are you supposed to drive to work? All of those things. So you need to find a system that means that you can make money that isn't tied to how many hours you are working. And the way to do that is through a business. So, for example, within my business, when I sell things, for example, a course, it doesn't matter how many hours I'm working, because I have a course, and as long as I have systems in place that mean that it can get marketed to thousands of people, it can get sold to hundreds of people, thousands of people, it means that I have a tool to make money in an uncapped way, in an unlimited way. That's not the only income stream for the business, though. There are multiple, and that's something that you can create within your own business also. And it's actually something that I teach within my new course called Te Tiriti Haukura, which teaches you all about starting a new business, what things you need to consider. I also go into a bit in investing and a lot on money mindset, because that's the most important. I believe that it's 80% mindset about what you actually think when it comes to money, and only 20% strategy. So it's really important that you nail your mindset down, because that's what's going to help you improve your situation. So if you want more details about that, click the link in the bio or in the description below. I'm going to have more details down there for you. But that brings us on to number four, actually, and it is about mindset and education. So the difference between wealthy people and you is that they understand how money works and they have a good mindset when it comes to money. So one thing that I've really struggled with in the past is a scarcity mindset. So when I first started my wealth journey, whilst I was making more money and I started working like a lot and I was working at a law firm, I started this business, I was also studying law. At the time, I was working 24/7, but I had a scarcity mindset. So I had my savings and I had thousands of dollars literally just sitting in my bank account. And I was very sick. So I have endometriosis, for those that don't know. So I have a lot of pain that comes with that. And one thing that I was doing was I was just hustling through it. I would just keep going, even though I was really sore. I would take medication from my doctor, so I was on a lot of codeine. And so that actually made my symptoms way worse because then I started getting, you know, like, this is so TMI, but it just was making things worse. And so I had a friend who said to me, like, why don't you pay to go and see a specialist? Why don't you go and see someone who can help you with this and get some advice to see what you can do? I said, oh, no, that's a waste of money. And she said, why is it a waste of money? And I said, I don't actually know what I said exactly, but I used to believe that spending money on myself was a waste of money. Spending money on my health was a waste of money. I thought that if I wanted to become a millionaire, I needed to cut costs, cut costs, cut costs. That is so not true. And that comes from my scarcity mindset, from my subconscious brain. And I'll tell you why, okay? I grew up with a solo mum. My mum is the bomb. Like, she's literally always given everything to me and my brother. My whole entire life, she has made sacrifices. She has given things to us that she hasn't had herself. And so she prioritized us over her. And that is like a very beautiful thing. But what I learned from that and what I took from that was that I should prioritize other people, other things over my own health, my own self. And so I found it really hard to prioritize myself. So even though I had the money there, I really struggled to spend that money on myself and helping myself with my health. That is something that I had to learn by paying for mentors and by investing in my mindset and investing in financial education. I learned that by having like an unhealthy body, it meant that my work performance was less. I couldn't do as much. My brain didn't work as well. And so I realized that actually spending money on my hoda is an investment because when my body is performing at its highest, I can do more and I can earn more. So I want you to really think about, what are some of those core beliefs that you're having that are stopping you from achieving your best life? And you need to work on those and find evidence that is the opposite of that so that you can start believing in the desired thing that you want to think. So super important that you work on your mindset. And the other thing with that is education. The only difference between wealthy people and you is that wealthy people know how money works. They know how to make money. They have the education there. So I'm not saying go to university and study a degree on finance because I don't think at all that's what you need to do. The thing that you need to do is learn the systems that wealthy people are following. And so within a business, you need to have strategy. You need to have also the mindset there. But this is all stuff that I teach in my course. So definitely make sure to check that out. But number five on my list of how you're able to grow wealth is all about habits and the compounding effect of having good or bad habits. So I want to give you some examples. When I first started my hoda journey, when was this? It was actually last year, over a year ago. Let's say maybe like 18 months ago. I started by walking 5 minutes a day, literally 5 minutes a day. I was so overweight, so unhappy, and so like I lacked motivation, I lacked energy. I just didn't really want to do it. But I decided that I read a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. So if you haven't read that book, check it out. That book teaches you that just by doing a small, tiny bit every single day, you're going to have crazy results. And when I read that book, I was like, wow, okay, maybe I should start doing this. So I started walking 5 minutes every single day. By like week two, I was already at 10 minutes a day. And then it started growing. Then I started doing 15-minute walks, 20-minute walks. And now I literally go on like an hour walk, 2 hour walk. I'll go to the gym. Like I've got so much energy. I'm just bouncing off the walls. And so the purpose in this lesson is that by starting small and doing a small thing every single day, you're eventually going to have insane results. And I've literally lost 40 kgs. And that came from walking 5 minutes a day, which is absolutely crazy, don't you think? Like, who would have thought that by walking 5 minutes a day, I was going to have these results? But that's what happens when you do small things every single day over a long period of time and you stay consistent. And I want to teach you guys something about why you're not actually able to stay consistent. And I think it's because you don't truly love yourself. Because if it was someone else who you were in a relationship with, for example, maybe it's that you keep on setting an alarm to go to the gym in the morning before work, but every time your alarm goes off, you're like, oh no, I'll do it another day. If you had a partner or if you had a friend who would flunk on you every single day like that, you would dump them, wouldn't you? Like, why would you stay in a relationship with them if they were just rejecting you like every single time? You set plans, you had a date arranged maybe, and they just were like, oh nah, maybe tomorrow. You would get rid of them because that means that they weren't loving you. They weren't loving you properly. And so if you want to grow in your journey, then you need to love yourself and you need to do all of the things associated with that, which means taking care of yourself, showing up for yourself when no one else is, showing up for yourself, aha kua te aha. I have so many bad days, not so many actually. I have bad days and I have to push through them. And I find it so hard sometimes because on the internet, I am always trying my best to be as authentic as possible. And so I still go to the gym though, and I still do my work on the business. And sometimes people think that means that I'm not having any challenges, but I do have challenges. I just have to push through them because our emotions are too unreliable to rely on them to make our decisions for us. I used to have a bad day or a bad small event come up, and then I would let that derail me for the rest of the day. I'd be like, oh no, like I'll just stay home, I'll just not do this, I'm not going to go to the gym, I'm not going to go on a walk, because I'd let my emotions define everything. My emotions are literally just emotions. They come, they go. There's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. That's just life. But we have to keep going. Aha kua te aha. So going to the gym, I have a commitment that I go every day. I'll take Sundays off, so I'll go 6 days a week. It doesn't matter if I'm sad, it doesn't matter if I'm angry, it doesn't matter if like literally heartbroken, whatever it is, you just have to show up every day and keep going. I'm not saying that if you're burnt out or anything like that, you shouldn't take a break. Please don't misconstrue my words. I'm trying to say, like, for the most part, we need to stay consistent, we need to show up, we need to love ourselves. Yeah, so those are my tips for today. I just want to do a little recap. So the first one is you want to create your new normal. You're going to do this through networking, through social media, and through a vision board. Number two is you need to get your money sorted. You need to know your numbers. So I want you to start looking at getting your debt paid off, but also having a budget and having a plan for your pūtea. That's super important. Number three is to create a new way that you can increase your income. So a business that is going to allow you to have an uncapped income. Number four is you need to be learning about mindset and the education that millionaires have, because the only difference between them and you is that they know what they're doing with their money. Number five is the habits that you are having and the compounding effect of good habits, but also bad habits. So it's really important that we're working on building better habits, just a little tiny bit a day. Like, I'm not asking you to literally like run a marathon tomorrow if that's not something that you're prepared to do. Just do a tiny bit. Just do a little walk. Do a little crawl if you can't walk. Yeah, that's my little podcast for you all today about growing wealth. I hope that this helps. If it does, send me a message. I am very keen to hear from you all. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give me a rate on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 5 stars if you can. That would be awesome. But yeah, that's today's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And be sure to click the link down below. I'm going to have a link here for my new course, Te Tiriti Haukura, a 12-week program about how you can do all of these things so that you can start a business, increase your income, start investing to grow generational wealth, and heal your poverty mindset and grow a wealthy one. That's us for today. Mauri ora e te whānau. I'll catch you guys next week. Ka kite!